The white memo that is attracting all the discussion right now is one that, according to the Justice Department, in a kind of back and forth discussion with itself and with the administration, tries to lay the foundation for the fact that the President of the United States, in certain situations, can order the killing of a U.S. citizen without, you know, maybe going to a third party or something like that, you know, getting a nasty old warrant or talking to members of the House Intelligence Committee or the Senate Intelligence Committee. And I want to know if the congressman joining us right now, what he wants to say about that. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, he's the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee. How you doing, Congressman?
Okay, first you have to start out with the Ravens. I was on the floor today, and I acknowledged the Ravens, and Nancy Pelosi was right behind me when we spoke on the floor, and I said, well, Nancy, who's homegrown Baltimore, but she was a 49ers fan, but she did accept the defeat with her usual grace, so that was
Well, first of all, Congressman, I want to thank you as the congressman. I believe you represent the Owings Mills complex, don't you?
Well, I negotiated that complex as county executive.
And okay.
We were trying to do whatever we could to have the complex there. I think in the beginning, some of the Ravens and some of the ownership wanted to go to Anne Arundel County, but it was important for us. And what we liked in the previous Super Bowl is that when we got the Lombardi Trophy, Art Modell said, and we want to acknowledge Baltimore City and Baltimore County, which is our home. So that was pretty
important. Well, Congressman, although your chest is stuck out right now, of ours is, as you know, we're the home, the flagship home for the Baltimore Ravens. So we're stuck and chesty as well. But let me ask you, Congressman.
Okay, let me get to the issue here.
Sure.
Okay, to begin with, the drones are probably the most effective way to take out the Al-Qaeda enemy, who will continue throughout our lifetime to try to attack the United States in one way or another. Now, the issue at hand is the issue of the memo of giving justification on how that we go use the drone process for our enemy.
For but U.S.
also,
citizens,
but,
Congressman.
No, I'm getting that. But okay. Also, then, when it came to U.S. citizen. And what that why that occurred was Alaki. Alaki was a very dangerous person. He had left the United States to go to
Yemen.
Mm-hmm. And he was the mastermind and has been plotting for years to attack the United States, which he did, by the way. And thank goodness it didn't. It was the New York City bombing. It was the shoe bomber. And it was also the cartridge bomber with the airplane. So, you know, we're in a position to know that he is an enemy and continuing to fight the United States. Now, when it comes to United States citizen, I do agree that as a legal matter, the president has the authority to protect the United States from Al-Qaeda and its associated forces. And this is based not only in the Constitution of the United States, but also after 9/11, Congress passed the authorization to use military force against Al-Qaeda and their affiliates. Now, that's basically the authority. Now, when it
that still has not been decided by the Supreme Court, has it, Congressman?
Well, there have been cases going back to World War II about the Nazis and Americans involved that brought a submarine to Florida and went to Washington D.C. and actually blew up some places, and the Supreme Court held that you're an enemy to the United States.
And they were tried for treason and killed, weren't they?
Yes, in that case, the Supreme Court upheld it, that we could protect ourselves